Great to have your company on this Friday. Don't forget Mick Sharkey, Friday Form Focus, will be with us after 9 o'clock. We will have a chat to David Jolly with the big boy behemoth. But right now, let's have a chat to Trent Busson, because he's found the key to Sierra Sue. Her last three runs have been absolutely fabulous, winning a Mildura Cup to dominating the Lawrence and then being mightily unlucky in the Fian, and she lines up in the Rupert Clark tomorrow. Good morning, Trent.
Good morning, Michael. How are you, mate?
Very well, mate. Was the Rupert Clark always on her agenda? Was the plan to drop her back from the mould to the 1400?
Yeah, it was sort of after the last start, where she was obviously very unlucky at Mooney Valley, sort of, I suppose she had the Underwood to step her up and trip to the Underwood or come back to the Rupert Clark. Under handicap conditions, she dropped back in a six-day turnaround from a 1600-metre race to the Mildura Cup over 14, so sort of we know she can do it, and just felt it was a better option with 52 on her back, as opposed to, I suppose, taking on Zaki and company and wait for age in the Underwood.
She does get in nicely, doesn't she? Have you done much with her to try and freshen her up for the 1400?
Yeah, she's been out the beach a couple of times, and she's had one little gallop along on Saturday, but she's actually thriving. I know she's been in, you know, deep to the campaign, but she's savaging the feed bin, and she's full of energy and doing well, so sort of certainly no worries about her, you know, going in there fresh.
Well, she's won 4 of 6 at the distance, and she's really turned things around. Do you know what the reason has been, what the key's been? Because she was probably at the crossroads after her run in the Tats.
She was very much so. Look, she wasn't going badly in Brisbane. She was like, if you go back and go through each of her runs, she was getting big tree links and getting bad gates. So it wasn't if she was going terrible, but it was just at a point where, you know, could she anymore? She was a Group 2 winner already. Could she add any value to her? You know, herself as a broodmare, obviously, this time of year, the question's got to be asked, but luckily enough, she has turned it round. I don't know, she's certainly pretty happy horse, but nothing's been done any different from what she's been doing the last 12 months. I think just when you've got a race mare in form, an older mare, when they're in form, they stay in form, and when they're out, you know, it's hard to get them going well.
She's drawn 10. Where do you see her being in the run?
Oh, you would imagine she's going to be 3 deep. She's certainly not going to be unlucky on the fence like she was at Mooney Valley. I guess, so ideally, just midfield 3 deep with cover. And with 52.5 on her back, I suppose she can afford to, you know, get off and around them a bit at the half mile. Sort of in the Lawrence, John Allen, he popped her out early enough at that day. She was sort of 4 deep whipping around them from the 600. So, we'll leave it up to Daniel ultimately, but I guess she's, like say, she's got 52.5. She's going to be able to afford to do a little bit of work at some stage.
The way she's going, are you confident she can beat Probabil, Behemoth, Bo Rossa and the like?
Well, weight's a big story, and I certainly wouldn't want to be meeting Probabil at set weight. She's the best mare and arguably the best horse in the race, but it's the red somewhere. She has to, you know, get the weight carrying record for mares, and it just shows once they get up in that weight it slows them down a bit. So we're hoping the 4.5 kilo spread between us and her is enough to do the difference, but obviously the South Australian horses are going fantastic, but you know, it's a Rupert Clark, it's always a fantastic race, but I don't think there's any doubt she's good enough to win it if she gets the right run with that low weight on her back.
She's an $11 chance in the Sir Rupert Clark. Earlier in the day, got an interesting runner in the Guineas Prelude, River Plate. You pulled what looks to be the right reins, scratching from a much weaker race on the provincials during the week. And you're in a Group 3, $300,000 race, and you're fighting out favouritism. You're currently third favourite. How good's this boy? Is he a genuine Caulfield Guineas hope, do you think? He was a great run at Sandown, just his second career start.
I guess tomorrow tells us a story, doesn't it? Like, we haven't had the horse for long. He came over from Andrew Campbell in New Zealand. Obviously, the owners race a lot of horses over here in Australia, and sort of he's turned up a ready-made racehorse and did everything but win the other day. So the owners have come over, you know, to have a crack at those big races. for whatever reason, it doesn't appear to be the strongest edition of a prelude, does it? You know, there's no standout in there. So if he gets a nice opportunity, but he profiles as a good horse. He's a big, strong, impressive horse. He eats very well, and he's just straightforward. So we've got a nice gate, and certainly I think he's good enough to run very well in it.
From that good gate, he comes into two, over 1,400. Can he sit closer? Is that what the plan is?
We'll be trying to make him. He actually went up in the gates last time. He didn't begin brilliantly and he got back out of his ground a bit, but it was a pretty sharp run, 1,200-metre race. We'll be trying to ride him as close as we can. Obviously, you've got to utilise that gate. The other Kiwi horse in there, Bifrost, it's pretty sharp. It's very quick. I'm imagining it's going to come across from the wide gate, and I'm thinking it'll be smoking along pretty quick. So should be a genuine run, 1,400, and we'll just be as close as we possibly can be. But if he's not in the box seat, you know, hopefully he's a couple pairs back. And sometimes it's not ideal to be that inside barriers at Caulfield, but again, the jockey will figure that out.
You got CU in spring. It goes around in the Pinch of Poo plate over 1,000 metres. This is a pretty hot race. She's got obviously a lot of ability. Got a good record. Is she up to this class, do you think?
She's a doubtful runner. Just looks a disaster from that barrier draw. She's an out and out speed horse, and you know you're not going to try and ride her any different. There's about four or five that have got as much speed, so we would end up posted out, you know, three and four deep, and she just can't win from that gate. So unless three or four runners come out of there before scratching time, she'll be out and held up for another day.
All right. What about Mirage Dancer then? He's been placed in a Caulfield Cup. He wasn't disgraced in the Heatherly. Nothing really made ground from back. How was he trained on?
He's honestly going fantastic. He's well. His coat's gleaming. He's working good. Obviously, out of form, sort of. Form's not going as well as you'd like. So he really has to do something. All I can say is in himself, he's going fantastic. Probably enjoys life a bit too much. His 8-year-old stallion, and he gets spoiled and looked after and gets out the beach every second day, and he thinks life's pretty good. So we might give him a bit of a shake up out the gates tomorrow and try and push forward and get him up and get him a bit more interested in the race. But he is going well, and hoping he can just show enough to warrant getting back up to Sydney for the Metropolitan.
Yep, see if he can go back to back. Hey, Trent, good luck. Big day for the team. You've got some really nice hopes.
Thanks very much, Michael. Cheers.